KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound and brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Another perennial here is Liatris. Liatris is a pretty cool looking flower. You know, the stems shoot up and the flower is right on top, and the purples, whites, pinkish purples, right? But it's got that tall bloom in July to September. And so it's a really cool looking plant, and it does host a lot of pollinators. That's a lot of butterflies and moths. So it's a very good plant in your garden, but it is something that we are looking to separate, every 3 to 5 years. This will happen. The reason why we're doing this is to help the new areas develop more. If there's a little bit more space, the plant can enlarge itself instead of staying tight. It is one that the leaves are thin, so there's not a lot of opportunity for, foliar diseases, but it could happen. But it is one where, you want to, allow more airflow to happen and make sure that when you've cut it, that each section has at least one of the eyes for new shoots to develop. And so that's, the major parts of the plant coming through. Now, a yarrow is another plant here. It's one that, it doesn't need a lot of extra anything. It wants a little bit of neglect, and it will actually be okay. Now, these guys are self-seeding, and they will slowly basically die from the inside out, right? And they're not dying. It's just the woody center starts to decline a bit. And it's not giving you as much flowering. It's not giving you as much foliage that you want. And if it's giving foliage, it's not doing much of anything else. So these guys do need to be split every 2 to 3 years. And you'll be able to tell because, like I said, that center of the plant is starting to decline a little bit. It's become more woody structured versus herbaceous for, you know, the perennial aspect of it. You can actually... sometimes getting rid of the center is okay because it's self-seeded and spread out. The center is no longer needed. So that's why usually every 2 to 3 years you can really get rid of that center and have multiple plants. Another plant here is catmint. Catmint's another popular one. Very easy to grow for some. And it likes the heat. It grows in not so great soils. As long as it's got some good drainage, but it doesn't need as much and it does tolerate periods of drought. So it's a great perennial to have and not have to worry. So why not take something like this and spread it around the area so that you have more of those heat tolerant, drought type tolerant, plants in the yard. You know, it's a great, it's got a great smell to it, so it's really a cool plant to add into the garden. So once you put it in, it kind of it does its thing, gets pretty decent size. You know, it's after a few years of being in the ground, you can actually start splitting it every year. If necessary, you're just really going to see how the spreading is going. But this is one you would put in quarters, and you could do that early in the season. And, you know, once it's developed, even the next year, you might be able to, split that one as well. So, you know, it's a good little one. Now, a one that I think is another easy one to split is a stilbe. And this one is one that it really benefits from dividing every couple years, whether it be 2, 3, 4 years, but it definitely thrives because of it. Now, I got to take a break here. I'll come back with a few more plants, then we'll move on to another subject for you guys, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's me, your manhood. Remember when we used to crush workouts and still have energy left over? Ever since we turned 40, I've been feeling neglected. Testosterone levels just aren't what they used to be. What do you say you give me a boost with Nugenix Total T2?
America's most trusted testosterone-boosting brand is back with even more man-boosting power. Nugenix Total T2, crafted with a unique new formula that combines the ultimate free and total testosterone booster with a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah, we are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our our most powerful FET incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCCars.com.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion, with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We've talked a bunch about dividing perennials, and I'm going over some different perennials and why we want to split them this spring. And so we'll jump right back into it. But Astilbe is another one I mentioned before the break. But it is super important to divide the Astilbe, because Astilbe will actually have better flowering from division. It likes that, like, shock to come back to bloom. And so it's a good one to always be splitting every 2 to 3 years to get longer, better blossoms. All right. It's a great one that it will use a lot of that organically rich soil. So again, we're adding material to the soil to enrich that area. And so it benefits from it. Now, Dicentra or a bleeding heart, you know, there are some that bloom you know, late spring all the way till later in the season, depending upon the area you're in. They don't always really need it, but if they do, it's probably like 5 to 7, 7 to 10 years in between. So it's not one that needs a lot of it, but it would be one that you would do in the spring. Another popular one would be Rudbeckia. Hey, that's a really good one, the Black-Eyed Susan. This is every 3 to 5 years, and we're looking to, you know, they're going to become into clumps, and we want to separate it so it's not a big, just a one giant clump, right? They self-sow, and so they spread through the underground rhizomes. So they're going to pop up versus, you know, the seed popped down and it's immediately where it's going to be up and down. They're coming from the soil underneath it here. And so this is one that does need to be divided every 3 to 5 years because it's going to reduce the crowding aspect in the plants, but it's also going to help the air circulation. It's also going to give the roots some air to breathe. And it's not necessarily air. Maybe it's room to breathe in the soil versus being such a giant carpet of roots. It'll also allow it, so if one part of the plant itself has an issue and the roots are connected, it doesn't go from one end to the other. That's why splitting would be very helpful on a Black-Eyed Susan here. There's a number of other plants that you can look at, but the final one I'll really discuss today would be the ferns, right? They actually do really well with the spring division. You could look at the Christmas ferns, right? But they will do great things with that spring division because they're not popping up a lot. They're not full foliage early spring. It allows them to take a small hit during that early season, build itself back up, and then come back out as the time permits for the growing season. And so this is something, you know, you can do every couple years, and you could actually, divide them into, you know, in a clump, you might actually have a few pieces that, you'll just divide each individual piece to make a plant. But make sure we're getting some sharp cuts around it and making the plant stronger. These guys here, in the small areas, we can actually spread them out when replanting to about 18 inches. And again, right above the soil so it can settle into the soil level versus being deep into the soil. And so, you know, I just named off, I don't know how many different perennials, but I'm sure you could find more detail. But those are a lot of the common perennials that are out there that we should be dividing this spring and taking a look at doing it. If we don't do it this year, it might be the following year. And just get ready for it. Think about all the things you need to do. But now is the time to do this. Spring is here. We got to get going with some of these projects going forward. So I do have to take a break here. We'll come back, change the subject a bit, and we'll be back in a few.
With Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always.
Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
145-25.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
And welcome back to the Paul Brandt Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear an old episode, whatnot, Monday afternoon, our podcast comes out. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find our episodes, two per week. So definitely take a look at that if you missed something. So I'm sticking in the perennial area, and we'll move into a little bit of the shrubs here. But we're going to talk about some pests that are out there that are a pain in the you-know-what. Now, rabbits and deer, they're cute, they're fun, they're, you know, look at them, they're just so nice. But rabbits this winter, especially in a lot of New England, have done a ton of damage. And I was just talking to a few people recently about, you know, what they're doing this spring. And one of the guys I was talking to said he went to a property recently where there's a bunch of townhouses and they have a courtyard in the center. He's been planting all the different courtyards for a couple years. He loves to use different espalier type plants to keep it kind of thin, but do some nice design to it. Now, an espalier plant is basically something that's like flat. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go out. It stays in the areas that it is pruned to do. Okay. And there's apple trees. There are flowering type plants that will do this, but it kind of creates like a mini wall on like a trellis. Now, these aren't very short. When you put them in the ground, they can be 5-6 feet tall. And he was saying that the courtyard was cleared out when the snow happened and pushed to the sides where these espalier plants were and other plants around it. And the rabbits actually climbed on top of the snow and started eating the tops of the plant and eating its way down as the snow melted. Now, usually when we don't have a lot of snow, these rabbits will just eat around the small parts of the plant, and they'll start to eat some of the bark and girdle it from the low part of it. But because of the amount of snow, the rabbits are out there looking for food, and they're actually getting higher in the plant. Now, I will say it's almost beneficial for something that's 6 feet tall to be eaten at the top versus the bottom. So it's not as bad, but at the same time, it is bad because these rabbits are destroying some of our trees and shrubs in the landscape just to eat, obviously. Now, I'm not saying we got to get rid of all the rabbits and all these things. What I'm saying is they have done a lot of damage to our landscape this year. We got to figure out ways to, maybe not have them gnaw on our plants. Now, we can't tell Mother Nature to stop snowing or anything along that. I mean, if we could, everything would be different. So I want you to think about looking at some rabbit-type resistant perennials that are out there. And then we'll talk a little bit about deer-resistant plants because the deer are doing the same thing. They're eating a little bit more. With a lot of the snow cover, they have the ability to get higher in the plant, and they're eating. So go a little bit with some deer-resistant type perennials. If they're in a few different categories. So it's the aromatic herbs and plants are ones that they don't like because strong scents deter rabbits. So we're looking at the lavenders, catmint, bee balm, rosemary, and Russian sage. Those guys are a top resistant perennial to rabbits. Now, we're not saying they're 100% resistant because an animal gets hungry, they're going to eat whatever they can. But these are just your top resistant. They also don't like the textured and hardy type plants. Your yarrow, your sedum, lamb's ear. They don't like the texture and them being fuzzy. It kind of just affects them. Some ornamental grasses. Because it's really just grass and there's nothing, good for them. And a lot of times, a lot of the grass is a lot harder for them to chew. They won't go after ornamental grasses. They don't like allium, peonies, some columbine as well. The sedum is one that they definitely shouldn't go after just because of the herbaceous stems to it. But, here's a few things you can be doing going forward. The young, tender plants, those are the parts that are more susceptible to rabbits. So it's more important early in the season to protect them, whether it be a wire cage or some sort of repellent, a type of spray. Maybe it's a perimeter planting around them with those strong-smelling herbs or plants to keep them at bay. There's some products out there. One that I think does really well is a product called Rabbit Scram. It's made out of dried blood, but it's a 40% mixture to it. It's bovine blood. And to be honest with you, the rabbit smells it and fears slaughter. It just, something bad is happening, and they will actually run away from it. The cool thing with that product is it's one where when you wet it, it actually makes it more intense for the animal. Because a lot of repellents, when they get wet, you have to reapply. But this rabbit scram, they actually say, put down and then water. It enhances it even more for these rabbits. And they hate it. Okay? So rabbit scram's a good one to take a look at this spring. Because if you can kind of train those rabbits to not go into those areas on some of the more susceptible plants that you have planted, you put cages up, you've put the repellents out, they're going to look elsewhere. But you got to do it each spring. It's not just a one and done, because the rabbits are just replicating so quickly that it's not going from one generation to the next, okay? But again, something to think about, none of the plants that I mentioned or a plant in general are 100% rabbit proof. If the food isn't out there, they're going to eat whatever they can. And so, you know, they're going to get them if they want them. Okay. And if they're hungry enough for it. Now let's move on a little bit to deer. Now, deer are another issue out there. I actually have a boatload of deer that came through our yard a couple weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago. We were getting ready for dinner. We were all looking outside. My wife was looking out our kitchen window that looks out the back. And I kind of looked out our screen door, and I saw a couple deer. And the deer are fun to see, especially with the kids. They love seeing the animals. But I looked out, and my wife was like, there's got to be like 15 out there. I'm like, what are you talking about? No way. And now I've seen groups in our area of 7, maybe 10. But I went out on our deck quietly, and I saw there was about 20 to 25 deer all in the backyard. My backyard, it goes into a little like swampy little area, man-made pond where all the drainage comes from the upper areas of our development around us. And I'm looking, and there's about 10 in one area, there's another 10, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's about 20. And then I look, and another 5 or 6 come running down. And they were just running across to meet up with everybody. And it was like, I have never seen that many deer together, other than in like a zoo, a petting zoo, or like a farm that has them. And so I was like, wow, this could actually be a really big problem this year with so many deer around here. So thinking, let's talk a little bit about some perennials that are typically, deer resistant. And again, nothing is 100% deer resistant. If a deer is hungry enough, they're going to eat whatever. And now, having so many deer in the backyard, it makes me think that the food is plentiful, so it might not be as bad, but at the same time, there's a lot more mouths to feed out there. Maybe they're gonna need to find some plants. So let's just run down a kind of a list of some deer resistant perennials. We got bee balm, catmint, salvia, lavender, Russian sage. The ornamental grasses is another one that kind of goes between the two. We've got some ornamental onion. That's another one between the rabbit and the deer. Brunera, anemone, some of the coneflowers, the hardy geraniums, dicentra, yarrow, Ligularia, which is a really cool plant. It's got that deep green, almost like dark. It feels like there's some black on the foliage. And then that bright yellow flower. It's a really cool perennial. But they don't tend to go after that one. The Dianthus, some Astilbe, Agastache, Bellflower, Coreopsis, some of the rose mallow, so the perennial hibiscus, some different asters. You know, so there's a number out there that you could be planting for deer resistance and rabbit resistance. And so I know I started this whole thing where they're attacking our plants. Let's look at ways to keep some plants in the area where the deer and the rabbit are not going to go after. It's not about just getting rid of the plants. Now we can repel them the best we can. The plants getting rid of. Let's get them to go around the area, but let's also not invite them into the yard. Now, deer also like the young foliage of a plant. They love to go into veggie gardens. They want to get into those areas. And we're really just talking about the bigger guys. You know, it's the squirrels, the chipmunks, and all those guys that could be doing some damage as well. And we're not even getting into those. There's not enough time to really jump into that. But if we can look at our plant selection and say, I'm not going to invite them in. I'm just going to kind of say, all right, you don't like it here. We don't want you here. You're fun to look at from afar. So you guys stay out there, stay away from my plants, but make it in such a way that they don't want to come closer. So there's tons of repellents out there for deer. It's a little bit different than the way the rabbit fears. There's the Repelzol from Bonide. There's some Bobex, which is a deer and rabbit spray. But that rabbit scram is specifically for rabbits. Definitely take a look at it. It's a good one for you. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now. 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
paid for by government.
The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40 and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source. For the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet price. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletakes.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Not get real cash back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And want to kind of end the show with just quick information about the lawn. You know, talked a lot about perennials today, but the lawn is something that is on the horizon too. Some of the things to be thinking about this upcoming spring is what we can be doing to get the yard taken care of with the lawn. You know, we talked about putting down some gypsum or fast-acting lime to clean up any of the areas where the salt is or has been. But one of the things I just want to, you know, to get out there for people to keep in mind, in areas that you had snow, you might actually be seeing some snow mold this spring. And, you know, it might not necessarily happen right away, but you could see some snow mold where you're going to see gray or pink coloring on the leaves. It's not terrible. It's not a bad thing. You don't really need to use a fungicide to get rid of it, but it is something you should try and clean up, remove, and, you know, sometimes possibly it's putting new seed down. But it's not the end of the world. But it is something you're most likely going to see in areas that tons of snow were sitting. So that's something to be thinking about. The other thing, too, is the temperatures. The soil temperatures, once they get between 55 or so, that's when you're starting to see crabgrass will start to grow. It'll send out its shoots. That's when it's starting to become active. And so it's very important to get the crabgrass preventer down ahead of time. So instead of, you know, waiting too long, try to get that done early. I mean, right now, ground is still wet, still parts are frozen, so we're not there yet. But definitely take out, check out a website that has soil temperatures. I love having this website. I look at it all the time. It's called greencastonline.com. And when you get there, in the tab, just search for soil temperature map. That soil temperature map's really cool. You can put your zip code in it, and it's going to tell you 5-day, it's going to tell you the past 24 hours and the current temperatures. Really use it to see what where you should be at when it comes to planting. And the other thing is, a lot of grass seed, the soil needs to be 55 degrees or warmer. So I don't want you to put grass seed down either early because of that. You know, sometimes with grass seed, if we put it down too early and it gets cold, it can delay how long it takes for germination. Okay, so we're doing the opposite effect here. We're slowing it down versus getting it to succeed in that time frame. A lot of bags of grass seed will say either 7 to 10, 10 to 14, or 14 to 21 days for germination. Well, we get so much cold, and you put it down too early, you could sometimes double that amount of time or make some of that seed not viable. So I'm bringing all this to your attention now. So, you know, we're excited for spring, but we're not there. We're not pushing everything yet. We got to let some of the temperatures warm up for us so that we can be fully in it for the entire year. Not just start, stop, start, stop. We want to go right through to the end of the season and enjoy our lawn. Start with some of the good stuff first. Get it done as it's needed. And you'll be pretty good there. So let's think spring. Let's get excited for spring. I'm pretty happy with it. But at the same time, let's ease into it when it comes to our outside work, our outside jobs with the lawn, the garden, etc. So, anyways, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for listening. If you guys have any questions in the foreseeable future, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Until next week, guys, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We're all we got. And I'll talk to you guys next week, and hopefully you guys have a good one. We'll talk soon. Have a great one, everybody.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
spotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E. Really?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump decided to hold off on carrying out a threat to obliterate Iran's energy plants over the Islamic Republic's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. He said Iran had asked for the grace period. Senate Radio military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says there are lingering questions about the negotiations between Tehran and Washington.
What it appears to be at this point is an answer to what many of us have been asking, and that is, will Iran agree to no nuclear weapons? Are they going to defang themselves by not producing new ballistic missiles? And also, is this leaving the regime in place?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. did not tell Ukraine that it must give Russia the Donbas region, as Ukrainian President Zelensky claims.
We've told the Ukrainian side what the Russians are insisting on. We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make. It's not for us to make for them. We've never told them they have to take it or leave it. The role we have played is to try to figure out what both sides want and see if we can bridge the middle ground.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods faces two charges after he was arrested on suspicion of DUI following a rollover crash on Jupiter Island Friday afternoon. Martin County Sheriff John Budiansk says Woods did pass the alcohol test, but was booked for DUI and later released on bail.
At the Martin County Jail, and even on scene, we really weren't suspicious of alcohol being involved in this case, and that proved to be true at the jail. So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros. But when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused, and so he's been charged with DUI, with property damage, and refusal to submit to a lawful test. In the crash, no one was injured. Mr. Woods did not seem to be injured at all, and the other gentlemen were not injured.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
A planned attack in New York is foiled by undercover law enforcement.
Federal law enforcement officials disrupted a plot to firebomb the New York City home of a prominent Palestinian activist, Nerdine Kiswani. She's the co-founder of the group Within Our Lifetime. She says she was informed by an FBI official that there was a threat on her life. She said that she was told that the man had been apprehended. According to a criminal complaint, Alexander Hefler was arrested in his New Jersey home late Thursday after an undercover operation revealed that he planned to throw a dozen Molotov cocktails at Kiswani's home. The complaint says he spent weeks discussing the plot with an undercover law enforcement official. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A major oil spill off the Gulf of Mexico has spread more than 373 miles across the ocean and seeped into seven nature reserves. Mexicans have worked in Veracruz's booming fishing industry for years, say they've been dealt a blow in one of their busiest weeks of the year. Breaking news at townhall.com. A deadly tourist helicopter crash in Hawaii.
Three people were killed, two others were injured when a helicopter crashed on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai Thursday afternoon. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami.
Four passengers, one pilot, Airborne Aviation.
Airborne Aviation is a helicopter company that does sightseeing tours on Kauai. It advertises a doors-off thrill-seekers adventure tour. The beach where the helicopter crashed is reachable only by hiking or boat. I'm Donna Water.
Authorities say a U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect former First Lady Jill Biden accidentally shot himself in the leg at a Philadelphia International Airport. A spokesman for the Secret Service says Biden was not in the area when the agent was injured during a negligent discharge of his gun. He was hospitalized. Airport operations were not affected. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at PlumasBank.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, gardeners. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got an hour left in the show, tons of information to give you today. And so let's give you some information on how to get a hold of us. We got multiple ways. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201.
You can also text that phone number. So multiple options there. And then you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And you can send pictures, you can send tons of information there anytime that you want, and we can read it on an upcoming show. Now, we've talked a lot about dividing perennials this spring. I think it's very important to know going into, as we're starting to come out of our winter hibernation here, which plants can be done. And so if you missed the first hour, I'll give you a quick tip. When it comes to dividing perennials, fall blooming plants divide in the spring, spring blooming plants divide in the fall, foliage type perennials split in the spring. Now, I've mentioned a couple already, hostas, ornamental grasses, bee bombs. There is a number of other plants on the lists here that you should be dividing this spring. Now, a chrysanthemum, the hardy garden mums that have made it, right? Those are the ones in the fall. They've done some good growth for you because they were a late source for pollinators. They were a food source late in the season. These guys have really shallow root system and they're clumping, right? But they can spread as a perennial. So you need to take a look at the plant and see, is this one main plant or has this clumped? That's going to help you determine if you need to divide it. If it has one stem, obviously you're not dividing that. But if it has a clump form, you're going to try and divide that. And this here is good because, you know, the root systems, since it's so shallow, is very crowded. The roots are just going to be on top of each other. And so if we can separate it a little bit, it's going to allow our plants, that plant, the root system to thrive and grow a little bit easier. So we're looking to divide this every 2 to 3 years so that the plant itself can thrive in the long term. Now, another fall favorite, you know, that goes with the chrysanthemum is asters, right? So asters is another fall bloomer. These are ones that we are going to want to split and get multiples out of. This is honestly, this is probably every year or two. You know, if you have a bad growing season, that's when you'll skip a year. But these can be done almost every year because, you know, they're a perennial that's very low maintenance. You don't have to deadhead. The only reason you're deadheading is if you're trying for the plant not to reseed itself. And so really what you're looking to do here is make it so you have multiple plants all over the place, not just in a giant clump. By doing this and allowing the plant to have some air to breathe, it's going to help remove some of the possibilities for diseases. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take everything because, you know, it's inevitable to happen at some point. But by doing this, it's going to help prevent some of those foliar diseases from forming because there's more air coming through it and a better circulation. On these ones, the asters themselves, they really love a rich organic soil. And so this is a big one of adding amendments. And you can actually put some of that compost over the plant, over the central part of it, because not always in the center is viable any longer. It's receded itself and kind of spread out where the center is not as bad. So when you do the division, adding some compost to where that center was is going to be okay to have over it, because it will leach into the soil and help it out. So that's one where the amendments on top is okay. Another perennial here is Liatris. Liatris is a pretty cool looking flower. You know, the stems shoot up and the flower is right on top, and the purples, whites, pinkish purples, right? But it's got that tall bloom in July to September. And so it's a really cool looking plant, and it does host a lot of pollinators. That's a lot of butterflies and moths. So it's a very good plant in your garden, but it is something that we are looking to separate, you know, every 3 to 5 years. This will happen. The reason why we're doing this is to help the new areas develop more. If there's a little bit more space, the plant can enlarge itself instead of staying tight. It is one that the leaves are thin, so there's not a lot of opportunity for, you know, foliar diseases, but it could happen. But it is one where, you want to, allow more airflow to happen and make sure that when you've cut it, that each section has at least one of the eyes for new shoots to develop. And so that's, you know, the major parts of the plant coming through. Now, a yarrow is another plant here. It's one that, you know, hey, it doesn't need a lot of extra anything. It wants a little bit of neglect and it will actually be okay. Now, these guys are self-seeding, and they will slowly basically die from the inside out, right? And they're not dying. It's just the woody center starts to decline a bit, and it's not giving you as much flowering. It's not giving you as much foliage that you want, and if it's giving foliage, it's not doing much of anything else. So these guys do need to be split every 2 to 3 years. And you'll be able to tell because, like I said, that center of the plant is starting to decline a little bit. It's become more woody structured versus herbaceous, for, you know, the perennial aspect of it. You can actually, sometimes getting rid of the center is okay because it's self-seeded and spread out. The center is no longer needed. So that's why usually every 2 to 3 years you can really get rid of that center and have multiple plants. Another plant here is catmint. Catmint's another popular one. Very easy to grow for some. And it likes the heat. It grows in not so great soils. As long as it's got some good drainage, but it doesn't need as much, and it does tolerate periods of drought. So it's a great perennial to have and not have to worry. So why not take something like this and spread it around the area so that you have more of those heat tolerant, drought type tolerant, plants in the yard. You know, it's a great, it's got a great smell to it, so it's really a cool plant to add into the garden. So once you put it in, it kind of it does its thing, gets pretty decent size. You know, it's after a few years of being in the ground, you can actually start splitting it every year. If necessary, you're just really going to see how the spreading is going. But this is one you would put in quarters, and you could do that early in the season. And, you know, once it's developed, even the next year, you might be able to, split that one as well. So, you know, it's a good little one. Now, a one that I think is another easy one to split is a stilbe. And this one is one that it really benefits from dividing every couple years, whether it be 2, 3, 4 years, but it definitely thrives because of it. Now, I got to take a break here. I'll come back with a few more plants, then we'll move on to another subject for you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's me, your manhood. Remember when we used to crush workouts and still have energy left over? Ever since we turned 40, I've been feeling neglected. Testosterone levels just aren't what they used to be. What do you say you give me a boost with Nugenix Total T2?
America's most trusted testosterone-boosting brand is back with even more man-boosting power. Nugenix Total T2, crafted with a unique new formula that combines the ultimate free and total testosterone booster with a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah, we are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, Buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived, snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We've talked a bunch about dividing perennials, and I'm going over some different perennials and why we want to split them this spring. And so we'll jump right back into it. But Astilbe is another one I mentioned before the break. But it is super important to...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
They do. It's probably like 5 to 7, 7 to 10 years in between. So it's not one that needs a lot of it. But it would be one that you would do in the spring. Another popular one would be Rudbeckia. And that's a really good one, the Black-Eyed Susan. This is every 3 to 5 years. And we're looking to, you know, they're going to become into clumps. And we want to separate it so it's not a big, just a one giant clump, right? They self-sow, and so they spread through the underground rhizomes. So they're going to pop up. Versus, the seed pop down and it's immediately where it's going to be up and down. They're coming from the soil underneath it here. And so this is one that does need to be divided every 3 to 5 years because it's going to reduce the crowding aspect in the plants, but it's also going to help the air circulation. It's also going to give the roots some air to breathe. And it's not necessarily air. Maybe it's room to breathe in the soil versus being such a giant carpet of roots. It'll also allow it. So if one part of the plant itself has an issue and the roots are connected, it doesn't go from one end to the other. That's why splitting would be very helpful on a Black-Eyed Susan here. There's a number of other plants that you can look at, but the final one I'll really discuss today would be the ferns, right? They actually do really well with the spring division. You could look at the Christmas ferns, right? But they will do great things with that spring division because they're not popping up a lot. They're not full foliage early spring. It allows them to take a small hit during that early season, build itself back up, and then come back out as the time permits. for the growing season. And so this is something, you can do every couple years, and you could actually divide them into, in a clump. You might actually have a few pieces that you'll just divide each individual piece to make a plant. But make sure we're getting some sharp cuts around it and making the plant stronger. These guys here, in the small areas, we can actually spread them out when replanting to about 18 inches. And again, right above the soil so it can settle into the soil level versus being deep into the soil. And so, I just named off, I don't know how many different perennials, but I'm sure you could find more detail. But those are a lot of the common perennials that are out there that we should be dividing this spring and taking a look at doing it. If we don't do it this year, it might be the following year. And just get ready for it. Think about all the things you need to do. But now is the time to do this. Spring is here. We got to get going with some of these projects going forward. So I do have to take a break here. We'll come back, change the subject a bit, and we'll be back in a few.
With Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear an old episode, whatnot, Monday afternoon, our podcast comes out. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find our episodes, two per week. So definitely take a look at that if you missed something. So I'm sticking in the perennial area, and we'll move into a little bit of the shrubs here. But we're going to talk about some pests that are out there that are a pain in the you-know-what. Now, rabbits and deer, they're cute, they're fun, they're, you know, look at them, they're just so nice. But rabbits this winter, especially in a lot of New England, have done a ton of damage. And I was just talking to a few people recently about, you know, what they're doing this spring. And one of the guys I was talking to said he went to a property recently where there's a bunch of townhouses and they have a courtyard in the center. He's been planting all the different courtyards for a couple years. He loves to use different espalier type plants to keep it kind of thin, but do some nice design to it. Now, an espalier plant is basically something that's like flat. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go out. It stays in the areas that it is pruned to do. Okay. And there's apple trees. There are flowering type plants that will do this, but it kind of creates like a mini wall on like a trellis. Now, these aren't very short. When you put them in the ground, they can be 5-6 feet tall. And he was saying that the courtyard was cleared out when the snow happened and pushed to the sides where these espalier plants were and other plants around it. And the rabbits actually climbed on top of the snow and started eating the tops of the plant and eating its way down as the snow melted. Now, usually when we don't have a lot of snow, these rabbits will just eat around the small parts of the plant, and they'll start to eat some of the bark and girdle it from the low part of it. But because of the amount of snow, the rabbits are out there looking for food, and they're actually getting higher in the plant. Now, I will say it's almost beneficial for something that's 6 feet tall to be eaten at the top versus the bottom. So it's not as bad, but at the same time, it is bad because these rabbits are destroying some of our trees and shrubs in the landscape just to eat, obviously. Now, I'm not saying we got to get rid of all the rabbits and all these things. What I'm saying is they have done a lot of damage to our landscape this year. We got to figure out ways to, you know, maybe not have them gnaw on our plants. Now, we can't tell Mother Nature to stop snowing or anything along that. I mean, if we could, everything would be different.
So I want you to think about looking at some rabbit-type resistant perennials that are out there. And then we'll talk a little bit about deer-resistant plants, because the deer are doing the same thing. They're eating a little bit more. With a lot of the snow cover, they have the ability to get higher in the plant, and they're eating. So go a little bit with some deer-resistant type perennials. If they're in a few different categories. So it's the aromatic herbs and plants are ones that they don't like, because strong scents deter rabbits. So we're looking at the lavenders, catmint, bee balm, rosemary, and Russian sage. Those guys are a top resistant perennial to rabbits. Now, we're not saying they're 100% resistant, because an animal gets hungry, they're going to eat whatever they can. But these are just your top resistant. They also don't like the textured and hardy type plants. You know, your yarrow, your sedum, lamb's ear. They don't like the texture and them being fuzzy. It kind of just affects them. Some ornamental grasses, because it's really just grass and there's nothing, you know, good for them. And a lot of times, a lot of the grass is a lot harder for them to chew. They won't go after ornamental grasses. They don't like allium, peonies, some columbine as well. The sedum is one that they definitely shouldn't go after just because of the herbaceous stems to it. But, you know, here's a few things you can be doing going forward. You know, the young, tender plants, those are the parts that are more susceptible to rabbits. So it's more important early in the season to protect them, you know, whether it be a wire cage or some sort of repellent, you know, type of spray. Maybe it's a perimeter planting around them with those strong-smelling herbs or plants to keep them at bay. There's some products out there. One that I think does really well is a product called Rabbit Scram. It's made out of dried blood, but it's a 40% mixture to it. It's bovine blood. And to be honest with you, the rabbit smells it and fears slaughter. It just, something bad is happening, and they will actually run away from it. The cool thing with that product is it's one where when you wet it, it actually makes it more intense for the animal. Because a lot of repellents, when they get wet, you have to reapply. But this Rabbit Scram, they actually say, put down and then water. It enhances it even more for these rabbits. And they hate it. Okay? So Rabbit Scram's a good one to take a look at this spring. Because if you can kind of train those rabbits to not go into those areas on some of the more susceptible plants that you have planted. You put cages up, you've put the repellents out. They're going to look elsewhere. But you got to do it each spring. It's not just a one and done. Because the rabbits are just replicating so quickly that it's not going from one generation to the next. Okay? But again, something to think about. None of the plants that I mentioned, or a plant in general, are 100% rabbit proof. If the food isn't out there, they're going to eat whatever they can. And so, you know, they're going to get them if they want them. Okay. And if they're hungry enough for it. Now let's move on a little bit to deer. Now, deer are another issue out there. I actually have a boatload of deer that came through our yard a couple weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago. We were getting ready for dinner. We were all looking outside. My wife was looking out our kitchen window that looks out the back, and I kind of looked out our screen door, and I saw a couple deer. And The deer are fun to see, especially with the kids. They love seeing the animals. But I looked out, and my wife was like, there's got to be like 15 out there. I'm like, what are you talking about? No way. And now I've seen groups in our area of 7, maybe 10. But I went out on our deck quietly, and I saw there was about 20 to 25 deer all in the backyard. My backyard, it goes into a little like swampy little area, man-made pond where all the drainage comes from the upper areas of our development around us. And I'm looking, and there's about 10 in one area, there's another 10, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's about 20. And then I look, and another 5 or 6 come running down. And they were just running across to meet up with everybody. And it was like, I have never seen that many deer together, other than in like a, you know, a zoo, a petting zoo, or like a farm that has them. And so I was like, wow, this could actually be a really big problem this year with so many deer around here. So I was thinking, you know, let's talk a little bit about some perennials that are typically, you know, deer resistant. And again, nothing is 100% deer resistant. If a deer is hungry enough, they're going to eat whatever. And now, having so many deer in the backyard, it makes me think that the food is plentiful, so it might not be as bad, but at the same time, there's more mouths to feed out there. Maybe they're gonna need to find some plants. So let's just run down a kind of a list of some deer resistant perennials. We got bee balm, catmint, salvia, lavender, Russian sage. The ornamental grasses is another one that kind of goes between the two. We've got some ornamental onion. That's another one between the rabbit and the deer. Brunera, anemone, some of the coneflowers, the hardy geraniums, dicentra, yarrow, ligularia, which is a really cool plant. It's got that deep green, almost like dark. It feels like there's some black on the foliage, and then that bright yellow flower. It's a really cool perennial. But they don't tend to go after that one. The dianthus, some astilbe, agastache, bellflower, coreopsis, some of the
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
That they don't want to come closer. So there's tons of repellents out there for deer. It's a little bit different than the way the rabbit fears. There's the Repelzol from Bonide. There's some Bobex, which is a deer and rabbit spray. But that rabbit scram is specifically for rabbits. Definitely take a look at it. It's a good one for you. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number three.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle. Never to be struck again, guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source. For the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet price. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And want to kind of end the show with just quick information about the lawn. You know, talked a lot about perennials today, but the lawn is something that is...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Be doing to get the yard taken care of with the lawn. You know, we talked about putting down some gypsum or fast-acting lime to clean up any of the areas where the salt is or has been. But one of the things I just want to, you know, to get out there for people to keep in mind, in areas that you had snow, you might actually be seeing some snow mold this spring. And so, you know, it might not necessarily happen right away, but you could see some snow mold where you're going to see gray or pink coloring on the leaves. It's not terrible. It's not a bad thing. You don't really need to use a fungicide to get rid of it, but it is something you should try and clean up, remove, and you know, sometimes possibly it's putting new seed down. But it's not the end of the world. But it is something you're most likely going to see in areas that tons of snow were sitting. So that's something to be thinking about. The other thing, too, is the temperatures. The soil temperatures, once they get between 55 or so, that's when you're starting to see crabgrass will start to grow. It'll send out its shoots. That's when it's starting to become active. And so it's very important to get the crabgrass preventer down ahead of time. So instead of, you know, waiting too long, try to get that done early. I mean, right now, ground is still wet, still parts are frozen, so we're not there yet. But definitely take out, check out a website that has soil temperatures. I love having this website. I look at it all the time. It's called greencastonline.com. And when you get there, in the tab, just search for soil temperature map. That soil temperature map's really cool. You can put your zip code in it, and it's going to tell you 5 day. It's going to tell you the past 24 hours and the current temperatures. Really use it to see what where you should be at when it comes to planting. And the other thing is a lot of grass seed, the soil needs to be 55 degrees or warmer. So I don't want you to put grass seed down either early because of that. You know, sometimes with grass seed, if we put it down too early and it gets cold, it can delay how long it takes for germination. Okay, so we're doing the opposite effect here. We're slowing it down versus getting it to succeed in that time frame. A lot of bags of grass seed will say either 7 to 10, 10 to 14, or 14 to 21 days for germination. Well, we get so much cold and you put it down too early, you could sometimes double that amount of time or make some of that seed not viable. So I'm bringing all this to your attention now. So, you know, we're excited for spring, but we're not there. We're not pushing everything yet. We got to let some of the temperatures warm up for us so that we can be fully in it for the entire year, not just start, stop, start, stop. We want to go right through to the end of the season and enjoy our lawn. Start with some of the good stuff first. Get it done as it's needed, and you'll be pretty good there. So let's think spring. Let's get excited for spring. I'm pretty happy with it, but at the same time, let's ease into it when it comes to our outside work, our outside jobs with the lawn, the garden, etc. So. Anyways, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for listening. If you guys have any questions in the foreseeable future, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Until next week, guys, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We're all we got. And I'll talk to you guys next week, and hopefully you guys have a good one. We'll talk soon. Have a great one, everybody.
With Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 election.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's so embarrassing when you find out you're the most approachable host in America and you have another host right here who's clearly not as approachable.
No, I thought about that on the introduction. I thought, it's accurate. Rarely does a self-brag turn out accurate. You are the most approachable. Yeah, that's great work. There's Who came up with that?
I think it was a team of marketers. But that is Will Cain, by the way. Yes.
What's up?
Well, it was good to see you.
Good to see you.
I would say approachable in a way that could be an insult. Like, do I really have that? You're taking it that way already.
You want to be alpha. You want to be intimidating.
You want to have a little bit of an air about you. You don't see any air.
I'm not afraid to go up to that guy at all.
Well, Will Cain, a little bit. I mean, tall. I mean, a lot of times you're not wearing a shirt. I mean, this is, so you don't even know. So, Will, good to see you in studio.
Good to see you, man.
And you're usually going to be on the other side today for your podcast, right?
Yeah, I will be. Here in about 3 hours.
3 hours. Fresh off a vacation.
Live on YouTube, live on Facebook. Yeah, I took a week off, went to Mexico, spring break. Right. I hadn't done spring break, like really done spring break, probably since college. This was that kind of spring break.
So you mean parents hung out with the kids?
Senior spring break. So I have a senior in high school.
Right.
Yeah. You seem to know. Have you done this? Parents did hang out with the kids.
No, like we don't. I don't think we ever did a high school spring break with parents. But you guys did that.
I was growing up either. It's a little more of a thing now. I'm not saying everybody does it, but it's a little. I hear other people say, "Oh yeah, we did that." Yeah.
Is it the age 18?
Yeah.
So
I don't really want to go into this any further.
But in other words, the kids can have a beer legally.
Yeah, they can have a beer or 80. it's a lot of questionable parenting decisions.
By you? In retrospect.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know, man. I was watching Waters last night, and Kat Timpf was on, and they were doing some of this spring break stuff, and Kat was adamant, as was Jesse, kids need to start drinking again.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the threat is, look, everybody listening right now, I'm Gen X. You're what, a baby boomer?
Just missed.
You're Gen X too?
What is
65?
Right?
65? It's 65.
Oh, no. So I guess I am technically a baby boomer. 64 is the cutoff?
Somewhere. Right. There. So you're close.
Yeah. Where did Allison go, Eric? You just left?
She thought this would be a boring segment.
No, she went to get coffee.
So, our generations, this was the biggest risk, and they are risks. I would say when you grew up, and I grew up, and you grew up around here, so Long Island, I think so, drinking and driving is the scariest thing. And you hope and pray and preach that your children don't do that. And of course, you still don't. But I'm talking about on the risk curve of potentialities. That is not that high anymore.
No.
Right? With Alto and Uber and all these different things they have. Now it's like, don't ever, ever, ever take a pill. Please. No matter what the pill is.
Yeah.
Don't take a Tic Tac.
One and done.
Whatever. Right. And the other risk is that you sit in your room playing video games and don't interact with people and you're antisocialized. And so that's what Timpf and Waters were going on about last night, these kids on spring break. It's like, yes. And I've heard Scott Galloway, the guy who's kind of like into masculinity.
He said the same thing.
Go drink and make bad decisions. That's what they say, kids. And obviously we're not anybody listen. I'm not certainly not advocating substance abuse. But the point is the kids are erring the other way.
Yeah.
They're erring the other way.
And they're getting depressed.
Yes.
They're depressed. They lose their confidence, a sense of purpose. And I know Scott Galloway has done a lot of that. In fact, he said like 2 weeks ago, go out and have a beer. He doesn't mean get drunk, just go. But there's a socialness to it. Social drinking. There's a reason people go to bars. They've been going to bars forever, saloons, whatever. But people have stopped doing that. There's this new app out that was in it. We were talking about today. You might even talk about it in your show at 4 o'clock today, Eastern, at Dion. And
I saw it in your Frox and Friends note.
Yeah.
I still get the e-packet.
You still get the e-packet?
Please don't cut me off.
Well, we'll have to see.
I'm like a Fox and Friends alumni. For anyone listening, Fox and Friends has a great overview of the news that you get every morning.
It's the first thing out.
It's the first thing out. It tells you kind of like every story.
By 3 a.m.
Big and small.
So Dion is an app where you can send a drink to somebody. So a little bit where this woman said, I wanted to send wine to my friend who was having dinner with a family for their birthday. And he said, it took forever. They took my credit card. And then I asked him to send it over. They charged me. The wine never got there. And he goes, I just got to come up with an app for this so you can order a drink to somebody. But now you have 20,000 faces. You go, look, oh, you say, Will Cain, let's say you're single. I'm going to send that guy a drink.
Am I in the same bar as this person?
No. Oh, not so necessarily, like, yeah.
From Dallas, I can send you a New York type thing.
Right. I mean, it's more of a New York app, so they'll send you an espresso martini. Okay? So now all of a sudden...
Was that you got your drink?
No. I've never had a martini. I'm not old enough.
You never had a martini?
Never.
Oh.
Never had one.
You know, they sound fancy, you know, Bond.
And?
They're delightful.
They're delightful?
Yeah.
Here's my problem. I drink too fast.
Oh.
So that's why I'm better off with beer. So I have to know that's why I don't really have hard liquor because I'm not really into getting drunk, but I would drink. I can't slow down my
Allison,
speed.
Have you ever seen Brian drunk? Come on.
I'm not sure I should answer that.
Of course you should. I've hung out with Brian, like what, Patriot Awards and other places.
Couple of beers. Yeah.
Well, in a professional environment like that, absolutely not.
Yeah, I would never drink before getting on stage.
Nobody gave me that advice. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, did you keep up with everything when you were away?
No.
So you really dislodged?
I have the same bad habits of everybody else. I scrolled X. I saw a few, you know, whatever, online controversies here and there. But no, man, I did not read in every day.
Oh, I don't think I've ever not read in. Maybe a day.
Really?
Because I always feel, and you know, sure enough, every time you do You miss a story.
Okay,
like
but here's the deal. And I talked about this on my show yesterday. What do you think our news cycle is now? It's the it's an old cliche, the 24-hour news cycle, because we don't live in a 24-hour news cycle. We live in a 6, maybe a 3-hour news cycle. Stories feel old definitely after 6 hours. And so that hamster wheel, what's the point of me keeping up on that? Like, if I'm on vacation and I step away,
mm-hmm.
The story that I missed on Tuesday doesn't matter by Wednesday morning.
Well, that's true with maybe a court case. The Guthrie situation will last a long time. But, you know, okay, you miss it. See how it comes out. It's easy to find out. But the war, for example.
For sure, yeah.
The war is really hard to miss a day of because you miss the nuances. The foreign minister speaks. The IRGC Navy commander gets killed. And then you think, what's going on with Karg Island? What's the balance of that? And then you go, well, what do you mean? Oh, the Marines are coming. I missed that. Mm-hmm. USS Tripoli heading that way. So for me personally, almost every time I feel like I pay the price when I totally disconnect.
Yeah, I but you and I have a different approach to this stuff as well. I mean, we really do. We've talked about this. Like, you know more details about stories than I do. Right? And that sounds terrible for me to say. Like, for me.
Would you think a big picture of what it means?
I try to think big picture and what it means a lot. And, you know, yesterday I talked about the war. Okay. What was one of the most helpful things for me is actually this negotiation between Iran, to the extent there is a negotiation, and we know the other negotiating party in Iran, is the U.S. laying out its demands. Because by laying out our demands, we get greater insight into our concrete objectives in this war. And I do think, as much as I trust, and in many cases love, and I mean that because I have relationships with many of the people involved in this administration, I do think the concrete objectives have been somewhat elusive. And by laying out our demands, I can see, okay, this is what we really, really have to get out of this war. The Iran side's pretty funny. I made the joke on my show yesterday. It's like Dr. Evil. $1 billion, right? One of their demands was no U.S. presence in the region. Got it. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, right. That'll happen.
Bombs will keep dropping. When Hegseth says, like, we negotiate with bombs, I can't believe he got, like, blowback on that. Of course you negotiate with bombs. Everybody negotiates with bombs. Like, that's a tool. That's what we're trying to do. Effectuate an outcome, an end game. And that's a tool in the pursuit of your end game. And so my point is, when the United States says we want control of the Strait of Hormuz, we have to have no nuclear enrichment, no nuclear bombs, missile capacities, whatever, destroyed or diminished, you start to see really, really, yeah. really. And my question, it was Jim Hansen that was on my show yesterday, and this is something. How far along are we accomplishing those? Those five objectives without a deal. Like, how far are we along accomplishing right. those goals militarily?
And I think that we're beginning to put the stranglehold on with the arrival of the two Marine ships.
Well, okay.
And the other one would
but
be the 82nd Airborne.
That is concerning. I mean, you and I, again, have different, I think, attitudes towards war. What I mean by that is I'm probably a little more skeptical and conservative. I don't mean like politically conservative. I mean like instinctually conservative towards the approach. The two elusive goals are ensure no nuclear enrichment and control the Strait of Hormuz. Those two goals are concerning in that we probably can't accomplish those two goals from 30,000 feet. And now you, to your point, the Tripoli's headed over, the Marines, the 82nd Airborne. So what is the goal there? Like, is that going to be take over what? The southern shorelines?
Or block. You don't necessarily have to go on to the island of Karg.
Well, Karg's the oil island way up in the Persian Gulf.
Right, but you don't necessarily, what you could do is block all access to it. So now all of a sudden the Iranians can't get to their oil. And then if they decide to, you destroy them. And you could also destroy all those fast ships in those areas. There's an island called QESH. I assume it's Kesh. And there's a few others to the point where the Iranians came out and said, if you do that, I'm going to block the Red Sea. But you probably don't block the Red Sea. You get the Houthis to do that. So far, the Houthis have stayed out of it. And after speaking to a high-ranking defense official, Secretary of War official, around that department, they said they think the Houthis got so pounded in 2025, they don't want to get involved because they lost so much. And they're not really considered satellite. They're not really, they're considered, you know, allies as opposed to depending on financing right. from Iran, unlike Hezbollah and Hamas. So my thing is, you got to get that straight open. Forever. This can't happen again.
For sure. And what kind of military control does that mean, basically on the southern shore of Iran? And what kind of, like, boots in the ground then? Because we'll destroy their missile capabilities, the boats. I think that stuff doesn't concern me in our ability to accomplish it. It's all the drones. And a drone could take off from anywhere. right? So how much do you have to control of Iran for there not to be drone kamikazes into a ship going through the strait?
Yeah, they only need one. You know, they want to do some damage, and people worry about insurance to get through there. But this is what you got to do. If you look back in the 80s, they do this. The 2022 was the last time. We're shutting down the strait. Shutting down the strait. Why? Another crisis is happening. We're shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. Well, already the Saudis have said, we're going to send 5 to 7 million barrels through the Red Sea. Okay? You have 15 total. What are you doing with the rest? Well, there is another pipeline that goes, bypasses the Strait of Hormuz. So let's just say 2 million barrels. Sooner or later, you're not going to need it. That's one area. The other thing is to have the world kick in and say, we're pushing everything back, including Germany. We're getting involved. The British said we're sending minesweepers in. So I believe at this point, Will, we are seeing other people say the problem is not only because of this conflict. 2 years from now, we can't have the Strait of Hormuz controlling how much we're paying for oil.
For sure.
And that's got to be solved. And this group has to be cut down to size. This is a cancer that people tried to control the tumor, and this president said you can't control the tumor.
Brian, where do you think? I see the polling. I think there's brand new Fox News polling out today.
Yeah.
You know, MAGA supports this. Republicans support it to the tune of something like 70%. Man, the one that stuck out at me in there was independents.
Yeah.
28%.
So you got to show them success.
Well, so my question is, if that's accurate, that polling, and these objectives, specifically these last two, take a while. Like, what happens in November? And the price of oil stays high. So the price of oil stays high because the strait's not open and this war kind of drags on, and independents already feel this way. I'm going to tell you something, Brian. I heard off camera the other day by somebody running.
Just answer your question. It's March. If this is the story in September, game on. You're right.
Is it September? Listen,
no, it's not. It's going to end up wrapping up sometime in April.
No, I'm saying, do you have until September?
Oh, no,
you think
don't.
It wraps
you
up
don't.
In April, by the way?
I think it wraps up in April.
I had a conversation with somebody running for Congress just 2 days ago, and he told me that his internal polling has flipped 5 to 6 points, up to down.
Right. That's what he says,
Republican. He says, because of this.
And that's, to me, does not surprise me. Because, number one, they were keeping oil prices low. They were beginning to control inflation. So they have the big, beautiful bill, the big returns that are about to come. And then all of a sudden this happens. And you ask yourself, are we just deciding on something? Like, for example, do we go ahead and poke the bear and get in and start a war that hasn't been brewing for 47 years? What he's saying is, I obliterated it in 2025. They're rebuilding it now. They're killing their own people and beginning to create havoc again with their proxies. So should I go handle it? Handle it in March and April, so everything gets back to normal, May, June, July, we'll get on the right trajectory.
So my thing is this. I don't see the world through a political lens like, oh, my God, midterms. You can pay the price politically for something you feel is right. My concern is probably my number one issue is immigration. And you have – today at 4 o'clock on the Will Cain Show, I'll have Congressman Andy Ogles on, who is pushing some – what I think the popular world would call pretty radical ideas. I think they're pretty sensible ideas of revisiting the 1965 Immigration Act. Can he actually get it accomplished in those things? That's a very worthy conversation. But we have mishandled not only illegal immigration, we have mishandled legal immigration over the last half century in America. And as a result, we paid a price. We had 4 terror attacks in 2 weeks in this country by naturalized American citizens.
Yep.
And so I don't think we're holding our standards up on what it means to become an American.
Or stay an American. Because obviously you commit a crime, you go to jail.
That dude went to jail for plotting with ISIS and still retained his American citizenship.
Yeah, got out for good behavior.
So if you lose the elections in the midterms, you lose all power and capability to really continue to pursue a real policy on immigration.
Exactly. So the big picture is if it ends successfully, that strait reopens, that country is no longer a menace. The Gulf states continue to invest with us. I think things get on the right track and the president gets the credit for attacking another long-term problem. The first one was Venezuela. This is the second. And Cuba's going to fall under its own weight, which will be unbelievable especially for Florida.
And you have some casinos back up and running in Florida. Get
the mob
Cuba.
Back. Get the mob back. Yes, that'll be good.
Send them back to.
I don't think
we have any Meyer Lansky. I don't know. I'm not really up to date on the Gambinos and the
Yeah, my son's big into the mob. I cannot believe
him. But I just don't know if they have any Meyer Lanskys anymore.
Right. Well, it's a shame.
It's a shame. That's when the mob was, at the top of their game.
We had someone to lean on, something to shoot for.
By the way, part of the reason that we instituted the 1924 immigration stuff when it got strict.
Which is?
Well, starting in 24, we got really strict and said we're going to have people come to this country from certain countries. We had quotas on who's going to integrate, who's going to assimilate, what's their likelihood of success. And a little bit of an influence on that was the rise of the Italian mafia. But I will say, in 65, they blew that out of the water. They just blew it out of the water.
And well, how broke loose? Thanks, LBJ.
You know 70% is family reunification, family sponsorship?
Did I know that?
Chain migration.
See, look, don't say I don't. Zenzo doesn't say I'm a man of detail. You're the man of detail, Will
We
King.
Both have our passions.
But we do have we do have to take a break. Unlike your format, we can just ramble on.
Yeah.
Thank we'll listen to your podcast at noon.
At noon at YouTube, and Spotify, Apple.
I'm going to watch you at 4.
There
back
we go.
In a moment.
Foxy Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah. The best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000? $5,000? $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
It turns out the happiest place on earth is not Disney World, but Finland. According to the recently released World Happiness Report from Oxford University and Gallup, the Northern European nation ranked highest overall. The survey's authors say Nordic countries ranked in the top 10 because they used their oil wealth to create welfare states that protect people from economic risk, leaving more time for social activities. One resident, Rosa Arnold, says it's about being optimistic.
I think you just have to be hopeful and positive.
Well, what does God say about being happy? How does God measure our happiness? Turns out, nowhere in the Bible does God promise us happiness. That's an emotion dependent on our situation, which usually fluctuates from day to day or moment by moment. God's directive is to be holy. Because we are made in His image, holiness brings a joy and contentment independent of any of life's ups and downs. To find out more, go to foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on.
on 10.
The world might not be ready yet for AI doctors. Your own physician has likely warned you about reading too much about your symptoms from websites or discussion forums and convincing yourself of a diagnosis. And there's some truth to that. Only trained and licensed healthcare pros should be giving you their opinions after actually examining you. But there's still emerging artificial intelligence tech for the healthcare field aimed at helping both patients and doctors. A tool Google had been working on, however, may not have been as helpful. Google quietly scrapped an AI feature called What People Suggest. It, among other things, summarized healthcare tips from around the world. But a report from The Guardian suggested it was giving out bad medicine to users, and that could be risky. Google says the feature's removal had nothing to do with safety matters, but was part of a simplification of its search page. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
There are thousands of U.S. Marines on the way. What happens if they get used, do you think?
Be defend.
What does that mean, though, for these Marines if they were to land in Karg Island?
Just read what happened in Vietnam.
Right. Saeed, something unpronounceable, to Sky News. He's the Iranian deputy foreign minister. You landed Karg Island, think Vietnam. Okay, fine. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know anything about Vietnam. But you believe me, if the Marines want Karg Island, they will take it. They already wiped out. Evidently, some people in CNN said they mind it. Okay. If the Marines want it, they can have it. The flip side is they become targets. You'll know exactly where U.S. forces are. Now you know where our bases are. You don't know where the force is. But if you're on Karg Island, you could be a target. But these are the Marines, and this USS Tripoli. That will have assets on it. The other way to take Karg Island is to block it. Don't take it. You block it. And then somehow you just force that strait open forever and no longer give Iran control of it. They're holding the world hostage by oil.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Offerman and Jordan Sparks, who dive into the fun of the Pout Fish, about unlikely friends on an undersea quest to find a legendary fish to save their homes. The film is based on the very popular children's book.
I had not heard of this book, but as soon as I became attached to it, it's incredible the clout that it has in all households with, you know, kids under 10, basically. It's wild.
How into character did you get? Were you smiling in the voice booth? Were you pouting?
I mean, I'm a classically trained theater actor, so there was a lot of pouting going on, and then the giggling only became between takes.
Sparks loves being part of stories like this.
Before I even had my son, I've always loved kids. I always wanted to do whatever I could to encourage them or to uplift them. Once I had my son, I was like, I want to do everything that I can to be able to be like, mommy was a part of that.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News Senior Medical Analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus's notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Need to pay off student loan debt, start saving for a big ticket item, or build funds for the future? Well, getting a side hustle is one of the best ways to reach your goal. Some jobs that can create some good extra dough include lawn care professional. You could possibly sign up as a vendor with GreenPal, a lawn care service and app which is sort of like Uber for mowing lawns. Or become a TaskRabbit and earn extra money by completing everyday earns and tasks for people in your area. Or how about trying your hand as a bookkeeper? This side gig typically pays about $30 an hour, according to FlexJobs. Or you could become an online instructor and share your knowledge with the world remotely and on your own schedule. And attention fashionistas, if you have an eye for current trends, you might be able to find a side gig as a fashion consultant for high-end shoppers. These are just a handful of side jobs, and there are many more, where you can create your own schedule and snap up some additional cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This name derives from our city's legacy of standing up for justice, dignity, and the rights of all people, no matter where they come from. I want to take this moment to reiterate that Chicago does not want ICE on our streets, in our airports, nor in our city. Chicago believes in abolishing ICE. And through my administration's Protecting Chicago initiative, we continue to respond to threats from the federal government.
So that is the worst mayor in America, Mayor Brandon Johnson, 18% approval rating, talking about abolishing ICE. Those are the types of words that got Cori Bush kicked out of Congress because she was so lowly rated. The American people don't want to abolish law enforcement. I wish they would have learned that. Sadly, he's trying to implement it, getting in the way of scooping up illegal immigrants. That is over in Chicago, where a 19-year-old was just shot at 1:30 in the morning. One alderman came out and said, well, she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. She might have startled the gunman. Really? And then later she would apologize, but nobody's accepting it. At the same time, you have an 83-year-old Air Force veteran thrown on the tracks right in the subway in New York City. He would later die. Thanks to a criminal illegal alien who has 15 different criminal convictions on his police blotter. With us right now is the great Julie Banderas, co-host of Fox Noticias, anchor of Fox News Channel. She's filling in for Harris today. So we're back to this, defund the police.
It's so ridiculous. Don't the Democrats understand that this is what cost them the election? I mean, this is one of the major reasons that the election was lost and won by Republicans, because number one, immigration was the number one concern among Americans, not only by Americans and American-born citizens, but by Hispanics, by legal Hispanics in this country. They don't want illegal immigrants. They waited in the line, and everyone else should too. As far as defunding the police, the reason that crime is at such an all-time high in cities like Chicago is because of these Democratic mayors that don't understand that you need to enforce law enforcement, not defund. That is just ridiculous. And they've made this mess, and now they're going to have to deal with it.
So Fox comes out with a poll, and the president went from 48% approval rating in November with the Hispanic community, now down to 28%. Well, number one, it's a Fox poll. They tend to lean left. I'm not sure why.
Right.
But that is a huge crater. Let's just say it shows a direction. What do you think's happening, Julie?
I think that initially when the president had rolled out his deportation plan, okay, the message was we're going to deport criminals. We're going to deport illegal aliens who have committed crimes and have been re-released, which is a huge problem in this country. And a lot of the recidivism, you know, the rate of re-offenders in this country by illegal immigrants is terrible. And there are so many people that have been killed by illegal immigrants that were let out of jail and were allowed to offend. Here's the problem. The ICE raids are not a good look. And that's because the Democrats have made it so evident that the ICE agents are out there basically arresting innocent people. And I think they've painted an ugly picture.
Do you think also, I mean, I'm not sure it was really confirmed, but rumored to be they were doing roving patrols around Home Depots.
Yeah.
And it looked like, hey, you're Hispanic, give me your ID. That's what Tom Homan's in there. He's not going to do that. He says he would never do that, but he was not in control for a while.
No, I think Kristi Noem, honestly, gave them too much power. I mean, these ICE agents were not trained police officers. They didn't go to the police academy. They don't have the proper training. I think more training should have gone into this, and we wouldn't have seen the protests. We wouldn't have seen the chaos on the streets. We wouldn't have seen what we saw in Minneapolis.
I think ICE gets training. If people don't, if they want to reform part of it, I think the training's been fine up until, I think one of the keys is having local enforcement. If you're not going to cooperate, they have to handle their perimeter, and they got to handle the arrest.
It's too much, honestly. I think it's too much, and they were inundated with, I don't think they expected to have the blowback that they did. And obviously, average citizens, Democrats that have made this their platform, have incentivized all these people that are now attacking ICE and threatening their lives and their families' lives. And it's just become a mess. But the Democrats have definitely fueled the fire.
So listen to Governor Pritzker after the death of this 18-year-old walking in Chicago, a place that he says is perfectly fine and not a hellhole like the president described. He blames Donald Trump. Cut 25.
Well, this has been a terrible tragedy, and I know that the Gorman family has suffered mightily. I agree, there have been real failures. Those failures, of course, extend beyond the borders of Illinois. That's their national failures, a failure to have comprehensive immigration reform, a failure of the president to follow his own edict to go after the worst of the worst. And in my view, we have a lot of work that we need to continue to do, but it is the job of the federal government to go after immigration enforcement.
So he's saying it's the president's fault for not picking up the worst of the worst when they're in Chicago because it's Sanctuary City and ICE can't even get access to the guy.
They're trying to pick up the worst of the worst. The Democrats are the ones that are preventing that from happening. I mean, look at Los Angeles and the mess there, and in Chicago and in Washington, D.C., where the National Guard and ICE agents have actually reduced the crime rate exponentially. So why wouldn't the Democrats see that as a good thing for Americans? Rather than protecting illegal immigrants who are harming Americans, why not prop up Americans so that Americans can prosper? It makes no sense.
Right. Well, I guess we're going to see what's going to happen with that, because now DHS is funded, but know who isn't funded? ICE and Border Patrol, but they're funded from the Big Beautiful Bill.
Right.
We'll see how they make up the difference, and we'll see if the TSA agents come back. So I want to bring up to this, you know, during the pandemic, we did a lot of Zoom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Courts did a lot of Zoom stuff. So there's this story about this judgment. Last night, this woman is up for she's being sued to refund $1,800.
Yeah, debt.
So in comes the plaintiff, but she doesn't have to be at the court. I have no idea why. But when she does appear on FaceTime,
this is amazing.
She is driving. And it's obvious she's driving. but even to the judge she's driving, even though this is better on video, listen to this exchange.
You cannot be driving, ma'am. What are you doing? Come on.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger in a car.
You're still not. I'm not hearing cases with people driving or as passengers in cars.
Okay, I will pull over. I'm sorry. I have an emergency. I'm going out of town for a family member, but I will have my driver pull over. Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to be in a car, but hang on 1 second.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
What side of the car are you on?
I'm on the left-hand side.
How would you be on the left-hand side if you're a passenger in the front seat? Am I missing something?
Right-hand side. I'm sorry. I've been sitting in a room. I didn't know.
Yeah, the seatbelt's coming off of the driver's side. Right? Now you're lying to me, right?
No, I'm not, sir.
Let me see the driver.
Hang on 1 second.
I have to ask their
permission.
Now. Well, you're not in the you weren't in the driver's side. You think I'm that stupid?
My 9-year-old is a better liar than this girl, I swear to God. That's actually hilarious. I love it. But I love how she first said that she was sitting in the left seat. And then she goes, I mean the right seat. And then he says, pull over. She goes, okay, I'll pull over right now. I mean, I'll tell my driver to pull over. I mean, she was the worst liar. Obviously, the judge ruled that she has to pay back every dime that she owned. She didn't do herself any favors.
But right, she's upset now.
Did me a favor.
She says,
I
now that this has gone viral, she says everyone thinks badly of her.
She goes, really?
Just one time, he goes, I made a mistake. Why are you judging me?
Well, at least people are going to judge her more on lying or being a bad liar than the debt that she, you know, was accused of stealing.
But don't you think we got to stop with this?
Yes. First of all,
show up.
Everything needs to be in person. The pandemic is freaking over. I mean, I don't understand people that are still working remotely either. Everybody needs to be in person. You need to be in the office. And certainly, if you're in a courtroom, you need to be in the courtroom. If you have broken the law, then you need to be in the courtroom in person. If the judge is going to hand down a verdict, doesn't he have to look the accused, the suspect in the eye and be able to make a rational decision? How do you do that over a Zoom?
I think it's really disrespectful of the court, but if they're not going to demand it, they're not going to demand
it.
It's
their fault, quite frankly, for allowing her to not even be present.
So they did a study on birthright citizenship. Yeah. I was stunned by this. Fox News has a poll, which means if you're born here, you become a citizen. So if your parents are illegal and you're born here, should you be a citizen? That's what's in front of the Supreme Court right now. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, okay, so the left is going to argue that our Constitution protects those that are born in this country. If you're born in this country, you are a naturalized American citizen, right? But it also is hard for the president to keep up his deportation process, which has done wonders for this country by setting a precedent and a deterrence for future illegal immigrants that want to come into this country and commit crimes. So it's like, it's a hard thing to swallow because there are some kids that were born in this country that are now 18 years old. What do you say to them? Once they turn 18 and they're illegal adults,
you deport
them
from here on
because
in.
They were born here?
69% support automatic citizenship for children born in the U.S., which I think it's crazy. If you have illegal immigrant parents, you should not get automatic citizenship.
Right.
There's just no way. And then when you say, well, the kid can stay, but the parents got to go.
Can't do that. Exactly.
Well, what you got to do is if the kid goes with the parents.
Right.
But
the
it doesn't mean, the parents can stay.
But what happens when that kid becomes an adult and they're 18?
The thing is, if birthright citizenship is rejected and you have to be a citizen. So if you're a legal immigrant and you give birth to somebody in America, they can't be citizens because your parents aren't.
The reason why I would say that birthright citizenship should not be allowed is because all it does is it's an open invitation to every country in the world to say, come to the United States. If you sneak in successfully, your kid is golden. If you're pregnant, come on over, get in illegally, and your kid is going to live the American dream at the expense of American taxpayers. That's unfair. That's just not fair.
Right. So I was shocked. 91% support it. 44% don't. I think it's being abused, our system.
It is abused.
China's doing it like crazy. They come over here. They have kids. They become American citizens. You have people from other rundown countries coming here. I think it makes a mockery of our whole system. I think it was put in play in the 19th century, the 1800s, because people wanted to say that slaves shouldn't be citizens. And they were saying, no, if you're born here, you're an American citizen. That's because some raging segregationists wanted to get their way. But that should not apply to this.
Yeah, they also didn't have crime rates like we have.
Right.
You know, they didn't have shootings. They didn't have children being raped and minors being kidnapped by illegal immigrants who are committing crimes, going to jail, and then being released.
Right.
So there was a very different society back then. You cannot compare the early 1900s to 2026.
So lastly, there's this new app. Tell me what you think of it. You're not single anymore, but you were in the dating scene for a while.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's called Dion. And Dion is an app. This woman tried to send a bottle of wine to her best friend on her birthday. Said it was such a hassle given a credit card number, and at the end of the day, they did not deliver the wine.
Okay.
She goes, I got a good idea. She goes, for New Yorkers, and so far it's a huge hit, have an app called Dion. So if you see a woman or the woman sees a guy and is interested, you can send that drink over to the person by hitting that app and saying, Espresso Martini, Julie Banderas. It shows up right in front of you. So you're sitting at the bar, you're on your phone, and a drink shows up. So a guy or a woman doesn't have to approach that person and risk a long rejection back.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
All right, that's pathetic. I mean, if you can't possibly just get up off your, can I say the word, butt, and walk across the room and actually introduce yourself, or like the old-fashioned way, you order it from a waiter, have the waiter hand the drink over, and then say, oh, yeah, that fellow across the room gave you that drink, and then you kind of wave, and then if she smiles at you in a friendly way, you walk over and introduce yourself.
But at least it has some action. Do you think that's better than just swiping on some dating app and deciding if that person, as opposed to you see somebody, see if they have the app?
I think it's lazy. I mean, I think dating on apps is convenient because you can get the conversation out of the way and you can get to know the person before you decide to meet them in person. I do like the fact that there are dating apps because meeting people in a bar, that's not the way to go. But I think if you're already at the bar, it's so hard not to curse sometimes. If you're already at the bar and somebody's there and you're in his freaking space or her space, why wouldn't you just go over? People rely too much on their devices. Like, how about just one-on-one conversation and be human?
But how do you handle? But how you handle rejection?
Freaking get over it! Because we're babying all these men who can't handle rejection.
What about women?
Women
walk
too.
Up to a guy.
Get over it. Rejection is a part of life. This is the problem. This is why we have so many snowflakes as children. Because parents are teaching our kids that we're going to baby our children. If somebody at school doesn't like you, the world is over. No, it's not. Move on. Find yourself a new friend. If a guy doesn't like you, move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Well, how do you feel about
if
you do get rejected? Do you think it should be your fault or that person's fault?
It's obviously the other person's fault.
Thank
always,
you.
Brian.
Right.
Stupid
you don't
question.
Need an app for that.
Yeah. I don't need an app to tell me that I'm much better than you.
Whoever it is.
Yeah. If
right.
If I reject you, it's your fault.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Julie Banderas,
what
could
I
we,
would never reject you, Brian.
I realize, but we should reject each other.
I love you.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Right? In a friendly way.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
But Julie,
I reject your sense of humor at times.
Yes, I find it repulsive. Julie, Woody's going to be on your show at 11.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of the topics we're going to be discussing.
Iran, too, I'm sure.
Iran is a huge story right now, and the president basically coming out and telling us that Iran is begging for a deal. I would love to know what the conversations are about that behind the scenes. So we'll be talking about that. And, of course, TSA and DHS. So tune in at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, hopefully the House gets something passed and it's going to happen your hour and you get
they
big
They better
ratings.
Do it. They've got a two-week recess.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe, and if not, maybe they can use an app.
Do you think they will?
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they all want to go home.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be screamed at by the TSA agents as they board their planes.
Yep, that's true.
Julie Banderas, thank you so much.
Love you, mean it.
Back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
It turns out the happiest place on earth is not Disney World, but Finland. According to the recently released World Happiness Report from Oxford University and Gallup, the Northern European nation ranked highest overall. The survey's authors say Nordic countries ranked in the top 10 because they used their oil wealth to create welfare states that protect people from economic risk, leaving more time for social activities. One resident, Rosa Arnold, says it's about being optimistic.
I think you just have to be hopeful and positive.
But what does God say about being happy? How does God measure our happiness? Turns out, nowhere in the Bible does God promise us happiness. That's an emotion dependent on our situation, which usually fluctuates from day to day or moment by moment. God's directive is to be holy. Because we are made in His image, holiness brings a joy and contentment independent of any of life's ups and downs. To find out more, go to foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A recent survey finds one-third of Americans make financial sacrifices in order to pay health care bills. That's according to findings by the West Health Gallup Center on Healthcare in America. Roughly 82 million people in the U.S. are making sacrifices, including skipping meals, driving less, and taking medications less than prescribed. Households making less than $24,000 per year feel the financial strain the most, while one quarter of those earning $90,000 to $120,000 a year also say they make trade-offs to pay for healthcare expenses. In a separate survey by the center, some adults also reveal they were delaying major events, including getting surgeries, changing jobs, and buying a new home because of high healthcare costs. The study looked at roughly 20,000 adults and was conducted from June through August of 2025. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So today was opening day where millions watched boring people get overpaid for hours of tedious work. Then they changed the channel from Fox and Friends to watch baseball.
So, it's just 3 hours.
That's a long time, 3 hours.
So that was my introduction, or part of my introduction last night on Gutfeld. Which I continue to go on. Real quick, we have not talked anything about the war. Just going to give you an idea of what's happening. The President of the United States says, I'll wait 10 more days to start before I start blowing up the energy centers. What he's also doing is the Wall Street Journal saying, and not denied, they're thinking about bringing another 10,000 soldiers there. We've gotten 2,000 more from the 82nd Airborne. 5,000 Marines land today. And I believe this is going to be a maneuver to retake the Strait of Hormuz and put it in our hands. There's a couple of things they can do. They can take these three islands, which are at the west side of the strait, and they think they could stage from there, clean them out, and then provide security there along with escorts, number one. Number two, they could just take CARG and say, no oil in and no oil out, without even going on land. These ships are heavily armed. You could blockade them, make sure not a barrel leaves until, of course, they reopen the strait. Evidently, in the Iran-Iraq war, when Iraq did that, it brought Iran to the table back in the 80s. I know we're a lot different than that, and they're certainly taking a bigger beating. This is how desperate things are getting in Iran. They're now drafting 14-year-olds. Besides that, I'm sure there is no problem. 14-year-olds. 14-year-olds, this is backing up what many were saying, that we have mass defections within the army, the Iranian army, because most of their, a lot of their commanders are dead. I mean, you got to look at these numbers, people are dead. 50, 60 people, leadership positions. The last one was head of the Navy, whose main focus was shutting off the Strait of Hormuz. You just wait. The one thing that they've done is shut off the Strait that's been effective. Little by little, we're going to take it right back. And they'll never have control of it again. Look, it's a little bit higher risk. The other thing, I wouldn't be surprised, bringing heavy equipment and getting out that uranium. So go to BrianKilmeade.com. More than happy to talk to you in person. My series of events on Fox Nation. Don't forget One Nation Sunday at 10 p.m. Among my great roster of guests, Randy Levine of the New York Yankees, Tommy Lahren, and so much more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Iran-backed Houthis are entering the month-long war and could further threaten shipping.
The Yemen Houthis' entry to the war could further hurt global supply routes targeting vessels in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait off the Red Sea. Ahmed Naghi, a senior Yemen analyst at the International Crisis Group, says if the Houthis increase attacks on commercial shipping, as they have in the past, it would further push up oil prices and destabilize all of maritime security. Naghi adds the impact would not be limited to the energy market. Countries have scrambled for alternative routes to the Strait of Hormuz. Bab el-Mandeb, at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, is crucial for vessels heading to the Suez Canal through the Red Sea. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
Performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they've moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
The Oklahoma senator made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. There's a new crypto mortgage offering in the works.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home and Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
Tiger Woods is out of jail and headed for more uncertainty. The first step are legal issues stemming from Friday's arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence after a car crash in Florida. Authorities said they determined he was impaired by medication. Woods was jailed and later released on bail. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A European candy caper, and that's a very sweet haul.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets, but if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is hosting a UFC fight on White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday and the nation's 250th anniversary. The president has long supported UFC and during his 2024 campaign used the ties to attract voters who weren't traditionally politically engaged. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Democrats' plans to prosecute ICE agents. More on the story from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules 6-3 in that officers are generally shielded from civil liability unless prior case law makes the unlawfulness of their actions, quote, beyond debate. Some court watchers say that potentially undermines Democratic plans to prosecute ICE agents if they regain power.
Democrat leaders have vowed to prosecute ICE agents, with some states advancing laws to facilitate such actions. President Trump has signed a promised executive action to pay TSA employees after a bid to end the shutdown. The Department of Homeland Security abruptly fell apart in Congress. The president signed the action Friday with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports. Agents could see their checks as beginning as Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian.
Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there, Brian Kilmeade. Moving forward this hour, we're going to talk a lot about the war. Admiral Mark Montgomery, senior fellow at the Cyberspace Consortium and Commission Education Executive Director. He's a senior fellow at the FDD and U.S. Navy Rear Admiral. Really understands taking these Karg Islands to different islands and getting that straight open. We'll discuss that. Mark Thiessen standing by. He's all over this. And, of course, we'll take your calls. But let's get to the big three.
Number three.
You had Google's A-team here. You had Meta's A-team here. They had the best lawyers that their money could buy. And they went after us and went after poor Kaylee and her family like vultures over a carcass.
Social media titans whacked. Addiction built in. The addiction suit goes against them, and now thousands of cases are on deck to do titanic damage to Meta, to TikTok, to YouTube, and so much more. It's time for action in Congress. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
Is America more or less safe because of this government shutdown?
We are really concerned about our security posture.
The threat environment is too dynamic, sir, to allow this shutdown to continue on.
We are crippling our disaster response and recovery abilities.
Yep, America is less safe. We had those hearings yesterday about DHS. The partial shutdown continues. There's almost 500 TSA agents decide just to walk out and quit. Many are walking away temporarily, getting other jobs because they're not getting paid. Who is running the Democratic Party?
Number one.
We are on a path to completely eliminate Iran's wider military manufacturing apparatus, which is why my operational assessment continues to be Iran's combat capability is declining as U.S. combat capability continues to increase.
DHS still shut down, as you know. Meanwhile, they will talk this weekend, but I'd rather Trump finish them off. I'm talking about Iran and do it for good. We'll discuss all that. That was Admiral Brad Cooper. So now they're supposed to meet in Pakistan. I hear that the vice president's going to go. Marco Rubio will be there. Not sure if Jared and Witkoff will come, but they don't want to deal with them. They want to deal with the vice president. Not that it matters that much either way, but I just think for the most part, we are responsible for finishing the job. That's the only thing our Gulf allies ask for. Don't leave them intact thinking that they won. Let's bring in Mark Thiessen. Mark, are we winning?
Oh my gosh, we're decimating them. This is going to be one of the greatest military victories that any American president has had in my lifetime. And there's no hesitation on the part of Donald Trump about finishing this job. He has done, he said early on in this campaign, he said, the only deal that we're negotiating is unconditional surrender. And what he's done is he's put terms of unconditional surrender on the table. And the Iranians, they can take that deal or he can execute the terms, through a military campaign. And he's fine doing either one. And he's right to talk to them. He's right to give them a chance to capitulate. But he's not capitulating and he's not in any hurry to end this. The economy is strong. The Dow hit 50,000 before this thing started. Perfect time to do this. And the economy is going to bounce back as soon as it's over. So he's not in any sense of hesitation about
the one focus is going to be obviously is getting that straight open again, and we have we have 5,000 Marines heading in that direction, and we also know that the Iranians said if you try to take Karg Island, we're going to stop you from using the Red Sea, and we're going to use the Houthis to do it. Your reaction?
I don't think Donald Trump is afraid of the Houthis, and I don't think he's afraid of Iran. Look, the reason the Iranians are in a incredibly weak position. We are in the process of executing a very specific military plan. You know, none of the military aims have been achieved yet, but they are all in the process of being achieved. And we're given 3 more weeks. Admiral Cooper believes that he can execute all of the president's military objectives and tasks that he's given him, including opening the Strait of Hormuz by force, including eliminating their enrichment capability and future enrichment, and including taking Karg Island if he's ordered to do that. All of these things are achievable, and Iran has really no say in the matter.
So here's the U.S. demands. Dismantle nuclear facilities, zero nuclear enrichment, missile constraints, guaranteed free and safe passage through the strait, and end to Iran's proxy support in the region. Iran says guarantee you won't be attacked again. Full sanction relief, compensation for the war, and a new payment system for the Strait of Hormuz. They're charging $2.5 million to have a tanker go through the Strait of Hormuz, and I believe Pakistan and India are paying that.
Yeah, we're going to control the Strait of Hormuz in a matter of weeks. I don't think we're going to have anyone is going to have to pay the Iranians anything. And as for compensation, yeah, let's get in line. Let's start with compensation for our embassy in Beirut. Let's start with compensation for the thousands of U.S. soldiers who were killed with your EFPs in Iraq. Let's start with compensation for blowing up our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Once you pay us back for all the damage that you've done to us over 47 years, we can talk about compensation.
So this is the problem. The American people who aren't as involved and include in and maybe have the contacts that you have say, well, you know, what's going on here? Congressman Seth Moulton, a veteran, said this, cut 12.
There is absolutely no plan. The administration clearly can't even understand why they're in this war, what their strategy is to get out of it. If you look every step of the way, they're doing things they're changing their goals. They're doing things that don't even necessarily contribute to their goals. Apparently now their primary goal is reopening the Strait of Hormuz, which, let's be clear, was open before Trump started this war of choice. So the reality is at this moment, we are losing this war.
Mark.
What a moron. I mean, truly, it's like, you know, one, that's stupid analysis that is not borne by any facts. And two, he's rooting for defeat. He's rooting for the enemy. These people hate Donald Trump more than they hate the Iranian regime. If you hate Donald Trump more than the Iranian regime to the point that you're talking down our military and for failure, then you're what's wrong with America. Look, Admiral Cooper presented a plan to the commander-in-chief at the start of this operation, and he is executing it flawlessly. It's conditions-based. One of the conditions that came up is that they've shut down the Strait of Hormuz. That was anticipated as a possible contingency. Our military has been planning for doing contingency plans for an Iran war for 3 decades. You think nobody thought, I wonder what would happen to the Strait of Hormuz? And, like, they didn't have any plan? Admiral Cooper has a plan to open the Strait of Hormuz by force. It involves taking out their offensive capability, involves counter-drone capabilities, it involves electronic warfare, and there are ways to protect, and it involves escorts of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. All of that together, you're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz. This Iranian regime is getting weaker every single. We've hit 10,000 targets inside Iran, and we're not done yet. It's
so
insane,
Mark, to
say we're losing. You have to be mentally deficient.
So
to think we're losing.
What blows me away is these people are politicians, but veterans, they are using the prestige that they earn, and I give them credit for serving, to say we're losing. Jason Crow, same thing. We're losing. We don't need to do this. There was no threat there. Are you kidding
me?
They
want us to lose.
Yeah, you know better. And listen to this former CIA director, John Brennan. Listen to this.
Iran, like, they are an authoritarian regime who's known to lie, but, like, I'm confused. What is going on? Help me. Calm me down.
Well, I tend to believe Iran more than I do Donald
That's crazy.
Trump, because he could not acknowledge the truth even when it is, you know, he's slapped in the face with it repeatedly. And it's clear that, you know, he is flailing right now. He's trying to figure out how he's going to get out of this debacle that he has created. And so he's going to make these claims about negotiations, that the Iranians now are sending signals that they really want to make a deal, and indicates that they're going to make a deal on our terms. I don't think anything close to the truth in that statement.
So he takes the CIA director mantle, use that credibility to rip the president. Your thoughts?
Yeah, these are the same people who told us that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia to steal the 2016 election.
And made sure when he got out of office, that went out of the way for the next 2.5 years to make sure that investigation moved forward.
John Brennan said that he was a Russian agent. I mean, he was an operative for Vladimir Putin. I mean, this guy has clowned himself on the international stage. I wouldn't take a word that he says seriously. I just find it amazing. Like, look, we all know that in Iraq and other places, eventually, you know, people on the left turned against the war, turned against the president. But I've never seen it happen from day one.
I know.
You know, we're 3 weeks into a conflict in which we've lost just over a dozen servicemen, half of them in an accident, and you know had several hundred injured. Their sacrifice is enormously painful to their families and to our country, but that's the lowest level of casualties you've probably seen in a major military conflict in modern American history. The U.S. has inflicted such pain on the Iranian regime. We've destroyed their offensive capability. We've destroyed their air defenses. We can fly over Tehran without any fear of being hit. We are taking out their missile production. We're taking out their nuclear production. We're going to get their nuclear dust, as President Trump calls it. And we're going to seize Karg Island and take their control of their oil. How is that defeat? And people who are saying it's defeat, you look in the mirror for a second. Truly, look in the mirror. You're a disgrace to your country and to your uniform.
I would say this. Think about this in a couple of weeks when all those things happen and all those people who said the war is lost and there was no plan, they're going to look pretty stupid and we're going to bring all those sound bites back. The other thing is Pakistan's reporting that the foreign minister Abbas Argarachi was targeted. The Israelis had his coordinates and they called the U.S. and said, please don't kill him. We have nobody else to talk to. So they let him live to go to Pakistan. So they killed the IRGC head of the Navy who actually caused all the chaos in Hormuz. Remember, they wiped out the Ayatollah and between 40 and 55 of the higher ups in the Iranian regime. And they said, well, you replaced the 86-year-old with a 58-year-old. Really? Where is he? Is he even alive? We've seen some pictures online. I can't verify them, but either he's scared to death or he is totally incapacitated. So for those people who want that narrative in America, you can't have it because it's not working. Ali Larijani, dead. He was the one calling us out, walking the streets last Friday. He was dead on Monday. So between working with the Israelis and achieving our objectives, I'm extremely encouraged from where we're at right now. And then I want you to hear last night another great guest for Brett Baer. He had on the UAE Minister of State, who is extremely supportive, cut 19, Lana Nusabai. Cut 10.
I think we start with securing the Straits of Hormuz. We should be able to do that in the near future. I think building out on that, we need a diplomatic off-ramp of negotiations with whoever is in charge in Iran about its ballistic missile weapons program and its nuclear enrichment program. I mean, to your point about why diplomacy hasn't worked, they told us they didn't have a nuclear enrichment program. Today we know they have enough enriched uranium to make up to 12 bombs. They told us they didn't have a ballistic missiles weapons program that could threaten anyone. They can now reach most capitals in Europe, including also the Gulf, which they've demonstrated they're willing to do. 89% of their targets have been civilian infrastructure in my country. This has to stop.
And UAE has gotten hit by more rocket and drone fire than Israel. So, Mark, this is what we're saying. This is the UAE minister. These Gulf states are in the line of fire. Instead of saying, oh, let's stop this, they say, let's stop this the right way.
No, it's exactly right. And we're going to achieve the, I mean, all of these people ought to really be, who are criticizing this war and saying we're losing and all of that. You really ought to hold your fire because you're going to look like clowns in a few weeks. You really are. I mean, Ryan, you're keeping records. You're keeping
Absolutely.
Notes. Everybody's keeping notes. We're going to play all these stupid clips once the war is over. And the entire Gulf is behind us. Europe, you know, who we can't get to. We at first weren't even letting us use their bases. Now we know that the Iranians were able to hit them. You know, Donald Trump is saving the free world from a new. Can you imagine what the last few years would have looked like if Hamas and Hezbollah were fighting under an Iranian nuclear umbrella?
And knowing that they'll use it, look what they've already done.
So I'll tell you something about Donald Trump. The biggest mistake American presidents have made for the last century and a half has been not taking the words of the enemy seriously. So Lenin before the Russian Revolution, wrote a pamphlet called What Is to Be Done, in which he laid out his plans to build a communist empire in Russia and take over the world. And we didn't listen to him, and look what happened. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf and told us that he planned to build a thousand-year Reich and eradicate the Jews. We didn't listen to him. World War II. Osama bin Laden in 1996 wrote a fatwa declaring war in America and saying he's going to bring the war to our homeland. We didn't listen. 9/11. 2021, Vladimir Putin writes a pamphlet on his website saying that the Ukrainian and Russian people are the same and he's going to conquer Ukraine. We didn't listen. Look what happened. Donald Trump is the first president to take the words of the enemy seriously. When the Iranians said, debt to America, debt to Israel, we're getting a nuclear weapon, he said, we're going to stop them before they do that. He's the first president to do that, and that is going to put him in a place in history that is unsurpassed in terms of commanders in chief in our history.
And Mark, if you haven't thought of that as a column, I think you got your next column. Am I right?
It's coming.
I'll act surprised when I read it.
And by the way, I'll preview another column for you.
Yep.
Pete Hegseth is one of the most effective secretaries of defense in American history. If you think of what the last 14 months he's done, the Houthi operation, Midnight Hammer, Nigeria, Venezuela. We just saw what an amazing operation that was in the State of the Union address where we met the pilot that went in and captured and landed that helicopter. And now this operation, name me a Secretary of Defense who has put up that kind of a record in a matter of 14, 15 months. Pete Hegseth is doing an amazing job. This team is doing an amazing job, and we're led by a commander-in-chief who is unafraid. All these people running around saying, oh, sorry, I'm not allowed to say that on air.
Yeah, you're probably not.
But you can beat that up.
Yes.
But I mean, yes, there you go.
Mark,
he is not at all cowed. He is not at all worried. He's not at all nervous.
Mark.
Yeah, you got to shut up.
Our viewers, thank you very much, and some of our listeners. Back in a moment.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
In an election year, many people ask which polls I trust. So let me share some basic guidelines. Arguably, the most important thing is look for polls that use probability-based or random sampling. That gives the best chance the results reflect the broader population. Whether the sample is all adults or a list of registered voters, and whether interviewing is on the phone, online, or by mail, or a combination of those, you want a truly random sample. you should easily be able to find that information. If you can't, don't trust the results. That's how important transparency is. Transparency applies to things like the dates the survey was conducted, how many people were interviewed, the margin of error, what questions were asked, and who sponsored the research. Is it nonpartisan? All those things matter. Even then, not all polls are equal. Finally, avoid opt-in or self-select online polls. Those are just for entertainment. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Fox on Tech. Get ready for a unique update to Apple devices. Apple often pushes updates to its various operating systems to add new features, squash software bugs, and patch up detected security flaws. Usually these come as part of major, minor, or incremental updates designated by a number with a series of decimals. But Apple is releasing a special update to iOS, iPadOS, and macOS with added letter A in the version number. This is being called a background security improvement, and it will address how WebKit, the software engine behind the Safari browser, and even some other web browsers, can be exploited by malicious code, putting your device and your information at risk. It is recommended you complete the update as soon as it is available on your devices. You can find it within the settings. This applies to devices you may have just acquired, including the new MacBook Neo, which went on sale this month. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You had Google's A-team here. You had Meta's A-team here. They had the best lawyers that their money could buy. And they went after us and went after poor Kaylee and her family like vultures over a carcass. I mean, they were all over everything. And they didn't win. And so we're deeply appreciative, and I do think it bodes well for the other thousands of cases that are out there.
And that is the lawyer for the family that says that they were their child, their daughter was addicted to social media, and Meta knew exactly what they were doing. TikTok knew exactly what they were doing. Instagram knew exactly what they were doing, and so did YouTube. And in the end, prior to this, TikTok settled, and so did the other outlets settled, but Meta fought it, and they lost. Now, the money's not huge. I mean, it's basically a parking ticket for them. But there's about 6,000 other lawsuits from different families whose families have suffered or their kids have died because they say these social media companies have conspired to addict their kids and poison their minds. So this is going to force some legislation and end the immunity. I don't want it to destroy the companies. They just got to act more responsible. For example, if you are a cigarette company, you can't market to children. Same with liquor, right?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Is this thing right on for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Didn't
I?
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5-minute one.
Fine. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing quite clear. I most definitely told you.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
So that is a little of the fun that people are having. That's a fun way of looking at what's happening on a regular basis. People disagreeing on things from politics on down, from foreign policy to domestic policy. Well, people want to be around people that agree with them, I think, more than ever. And that is why I imagine one of the reasons that Julia Minson wrote her book as a Harvard professor. She found the time. I don't know how. It's called How to Disagree Better. And there's a method to it. In fact, you just told me you teach a course on it, right?
Yeah. Thanks for having me here. I teach a course on conflict management at the Harvard Kennedy School. And it's an entire course on just how we have conversations when we dramatically disagree with each other.
And one of the things that you do, I saw in the introduction, you said that you have a conservative grandfather.
Father-in-law. Yes, my father-in-law was in the Army for 20 years, you know, voted Republican his entire life, and, you know, we get along great, so it can be done.
Were you worried about it originally? Should I bring up anything that you might disagree on, and you didn't have to worry about it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, every once in a while something comes up and I want to talk about it. And like no matter how long I do this work, it gives me a little pause. And then I say, you know what? No, I know how to do this. And this is the right thing to do.
So when do you think that people started arguing so much, mostly about politics, for example?
So, you know, there's a thing political scientists study called affective polarization, which is not how we are actually different, right? So polarization is how we're actually different. Mm-hmm. Affective polarization is how much we dislike and distrust people simply because we know they're in the other party. And that's been studied for a long time, and it's just been gradually getting worse and worse, you know, over the last maybe 20, 30 years, just continual erosion of our trust in the other side.
And do you think it's because we used to know how to disagree better, or does it take additional skill in these polarizing days to get through a conversation like that?
I think it's the latter. I think people have never been great at disagreement. I think what we've always done is just avoid certain topics, right? It used to be like you don't talk about, you know, money, politics, and religion. And now people know a lot more about what side a person is on, right? From their social media, you know, from sort of like their Zoom background. We all live in very ideologically segregated areas, so you can tell what somebody's politics are just by where they live a lot of the time. And so we have to talk about it because you can't avoid it nearly as much as you used to be able to.
And why do you think things got so polarized? I mean, I gave you my theory. I think it started during the impeachment of Clinton. I think Republicans, in retrospect, overdid it. I think they would even agree with you. And they end up winning re-election with 60% of the vote. And then when George Bush wins a close election and his brother is governor of Florida, and some would say, oh, he delivered that election. Then people get dug in like, my team just lost. My team got cheated. You guys overdid it. Your guy misbehaved. I feel like that's when things kicked in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a continuous process. I don't think there's been sort of one thing, right, because the trend is continuing kind of in a worse and worse direction. I think the thing you're saying about teams makes a huge difference, right? There's a lot of research that says, you know, you can show people a policy and they have no idea if it's a Democratic policy or Republican policy, right? So, like, they don't understand the policies well enough to know which side it is. They right. just know they hate the other side.
Right. And it's weird because Trump has taken so many issues that used to be Democratic issues and kind of flipped it. As even like when it comes to foreign policy, traditionally, Republicans have been a little bit more aggressive, and Trump's been reluctant, for example, on Ukraine. That kind of flipped everything on its head. So in the big picture, you talk about there's methods to getting through this. So don't just keep avoiding the argument. There's things you can do. Number one, you could ask people, how do you feel about this first? What does that do for people when they're asked how they feel about it?
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's a ton of research that shows that people love it when you are curious about them, when you want to understand their perspective, right? Like, people just want to be understood. They want to know that you are engaged with how they feel. And the trick is, we can't let ourselves off the hook by sort of like nodding and smiling and, you know, saying, oh, I'm a big, you know, I'm a good listener because I'm not interrupting. You have to use your words to show with behavior that you really are interested. So it's, you know, tell me more what you think about this, or I'm curious how you came to hold your beliefs. And you don't have to agree with the other person, right? You can say, look, I see this very differently, but I would love to understand
you
where you're coming
that first.
From. You can say that first. Yeah, you don't have to agree. And I think this is a big misconception. People think that to have a good conversation, you need to compromise, right? And a lot of people sort of don't want to compromise on something that's very important to them, that is shaped by their values, right? And that stops them from having the conversation.
So, and by the way, we're talking to Julia Minson. She has a book out now called How to Disagree Better. So, Julia, I have a theory. One of the reasons why people don't want to engage with people that disagree with them, they feel as though their argument won't hold up. They feel as though they'll lose the debate. Mm. They can't go deep enough, or that person might so-called score on them and maybe lose that argument. Do you think that that could be a fear of not being able to fully back your argument?
So that's a really popular theory, and I don't agree with it. And the reason I don't agree with it is that if you do that thought experiment, right, where you say, you know, imagine yourself in that conversation, imagine yourself with another person who dramatically disagrees with you. What we often imagine is that it's the other person who feels sort of insecure and threatened and like they don't know enough. And I am the one in my sort of mental play that's winning the argument. Right. And that can't be true for all of us. That feels like an easy out. Most people are pretty confident in their views. And the reason they don't want to have the conversation is because they think the other person is going to be sort of bullheaded and annoying. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to listen to something that they essentially consider to be nonsense.
Right. So how do you handle it? How do you recommend people handle it? Certain words, certain strategies?
So I think the number one thing is going into it, forgetting the goal of persuading the other person, right? Like, the number one mistake that gets everybody off on the wrong track is saying, I'm going to go into this in order to change the other person's mind. Because you're not going to change anybody's mind. It's like a losing bet. And so if you're going in with a different goal, that goal could be, can I show them that I'm listening to them, that I'm receptive to their perspective, that I'm curious about where they're coming from? In the book, I teach a strategy we call the HEAR framework, H-E-A-R, as in I hear you. And so H stands for hedging your claims. So it's words like sometimes, possibly, maybe, right? I think, I might want to say, COVID vaccines are safe and effective, mm-hmm. right? But let's say I'm talking to somebody who doesn't agree with me on that. I could say most physicians tend to think that COVID vaccines are largely safe and effective, right? So I just shoved three hedges into one sentence, and it's actually a truer statement, right?
Right.
The statement with a bunch of hedges in it is actually more accurate.
There's very few absolutes in this world.
Right, exactly. And it shows that I get the fact that the world is complicated.
Right.
The E stands for emphasizing agreement. And what's interesting about that is that, again, people don't want to agree with, you know, the evil people on the other side, right? But there's something we all agree on at a high level, right? We both want to live in a country where people feel safe and fairly treated, mm-hmm. right? That is hard to disagree with. And so if we take a few seconds to emphasize the things that we do agree on, it kind of puts us on the same side of the table.
Yeah, or America 250. Can we agree to celebrate the country? What we think the highs and lows are might differ, and how we do it might be different.
That's exactly right. So you can sort of debate the how, right? But we can all agree on some values that we share just sort of as humans or as Americans, and it kind of reminds us that we are on the same side, right? Mm-hmm. The A stands for acknowledgement. So it's basically, you know, I don't know if you have this tendency yourself, but when I hear something I disagree with, I'm in a huge hurry to sort of contradict it, right? Acknowledgement means you slow down long enough to restate what the other person said. So you show with your behavior that you were listening, right?
Understood.
And it's a funny thing because a lot of people say things like, I hear you, but here's why you're wrong. Right.
And that's not helpful.
Right. That's not helpful.
You're better off repeating verbatim what they just said.
Verbatim or, you know, restating it to show that you heard, not that like, give me credit for being a good listener, but I haven't shown you that I'm a good listener. Right.
Right. Right.
And then the R is reframing to the positive. So it's avoiding negative words and avoiding contradictory words. So you want to avoid things like no, can't, won't, terrible, hate, and replace it with things like appreciate, thank you, terrific, right? So I might want to say, I hate it when people try to push me into stressful decisions. Please don't.
Yes.
I could instead say, I really appreciate it when people give me more time to consider important decisions.
Right.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a soft landing.
It's a soft landing.
So when you teach this course, do you find people are amenable to it? Do you have people to have a debate, effective debate, back up their arguments, but not make an enemy of the other person?
Yeah, it's hugely popular. We had, you know, people sitting on the ground the first day, you know, a couple months ago when I taught, and I said, you know, you have to leave the room because the fire marshal is going to get upset with us.
Right.
And they start out with this idea of like, oh, we want to have a hot argument, you know, like, when are we going to get to the really hard stuff? And by the time we get to the hard topics, it's not hot anymore. Because they figured out how to discuss it with kind of thoughtfulness and like some amount of grace, that it doesn't feel like a lot of drama, even though we're talking about some really, really difficult topics.
But do you find it in life, if someone's absolutely sure about everything, they're not thinking it through because it's so much nuance in life. It's very hard, black and white. Don't run into traffic. Obviously, that's black and white. But everything, you know, there's so many other things that 2/3 I agree with, 1/3 I don't. Do you find that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hell, even run into traffic, you know? Like if there's a baby laying there in the middle of the road, run into the traffic.
Right, right. There's a reason.
Right, right. I think, you know, we talk a lot in our culture about the importance of confidence. And confidence is really like overstated. In psychology, a lot of what we study is overconfidence, which is like being more confident than you have any right to be. And most people are overconfident in their beliefs.
So you have this, the book is called How to Disagree Better. But when you're in college in particular, you're supposed to be learning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk into a class, this is what I think, this is what I don't think, political science or whether it's history, their view of history, in one sense, that's not why you're there, isn't it? Isn't it to collect more facts, get smarter in order to make better conclusions and decisions? Don't you feel as though we have to step back and take in more information?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's really interesting sort of different styles around that. When I actually started doing this work, what started me on it, I was a PhD student at Stanford, and I met this woman named Frances Chen, who is now a professor at the University of British Columbia. She is Asian American. And she, you know, we were like in our 20s and we're sitting in one of our first lab meetings, and she says, you know, I noticed this thing where, like, you know, when, like, little Asian kids are in school, they learn to take in people's opinions and really think about them before they start sort of offering an opinion back, whereas American kids are taught from a very young age to argue and debate and be critical. Like, what is that difference?
It's so interesting.
And I thought it was fascinating, and I didn't think it was about culture necessarily. I didn't think it was about kids. I thought, hey, this is a fascinating difference in how people approach new ideas, right? Am I going to take it in and think about it, or am I going to push back on it? And so Frances and I started doing this work together based on that one comment she made, you know, whatever, 20 years ago, of do some people sort of practice receptive information processing versus other people who just push back right away.
And I'll give you an example. So, for example, if you're 22 years old, just coming out of college, and you want to write for a traditional newspaper, like the New York Times, Washington Post, the opinion column, I probably want somebody, if you're going to be writing an opinion on the Iran war, that's out there, that's been there, that's maybe grew up in Iran, came back here, fought in the First Persian Gulf War. Do you want a 22-year-old, as bright as they are, with very little of the practical experience, to write that opinion piece? One, to cover it, as opposed to give my opinion. So do you find that people should think about, before they come up with an opinion, to think to yourself, let me research before I come up to my conclusions in order to engage you?
Yeah, you know, and I think what's gotten really hard, right, is that there's so much information out there, and certainly, you know, the internet was supposed to be this like great equalizer where everybody can get good information, but you know, it's a mix of really
information. We don't know how good.
We don't know how good, right? And so the problem is people by our very nature prefer information that supports our beliefs, right? So there's a thing we call selective exposure where you just like keep collecting information that you agree with and you only talk to people who agree with you and you only read things that you agree with. And the problem is that the internet has allowed all of us to completely surround ourselves only with things that we believe and agree
with.
And
the algorithm makes sure of it.
And the algorithm makes sure of it because they're not in the business of making us informed. They're in the business of making money.
Right.
Right. And so if I say, oh, I'm going to research this, it's very easy for me to like convince myself that I'm researching it, but really just be like, you know, feeding myself stuff that I like.
Yeah. The algorithm to get us to trap us and to continue to watch also helps with our polarization. How to disagree better. Julia Minson, congratulations. You condensed your course in order to do your book tour. So congratulations on this. I think it's really going to help people.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The following is sponsored by BidMyListing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, the best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000? $5,000? $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at FoxBusinessPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
Well, the question of who won this, perhaps everybody lost, because I have been in an American airport in the last week, and
thoughts
it
and
wasn't
prayers.
One of the terrible ones.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you is, you know, I always start a conversation in the bathroom in the line. Everyone is mad at everybody in Congress. This is not like I blame the Democrats, I blame the Republicans,
and they did not blame the ICE agents.
People are just mad at our lawmakers. And I think that in one sense, you do understand what you're saying. You know, this is tied to this, this is tied to this. Right. If you are standing in line at an airport, you want everybody fired.
So that was on CNN the other day. I think that people are all mad. I mean, this is an unnecessary fight. For example, we have to get the $200 billion, I think, to our military. All right. Got to get that money. That's a debate back and forth. Where are you guys going to stand on this? Is military going to be denied money? Okay, those are debates. This was fictional. This was a minority wishing they were the majority, so stamping their feet in order to stop funding, which is an extreme mechanism to get attention to a law enforcement branch they didn't like. Instead of saying, got some changes already, no more roaming patrols, Kristi Noem is out, Greg Bovino is now out, these guys wearing body cameras, they got IDs on their... They got IDs on their uniforms. I mean, those are five major things, right? And then maybe you go up to Tom Holman and go, Tom, can you change some things about the academy? Make these guys X, Y, and Z. Could have gotten that, I'm sure. But instead, just sign on. Just fund it all. And then we'll get other funding for ICE later on. Reforms? Not going to have any.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.